Growing up with two older siblings in India, you can possibly imagine why I'm here. Just kidding. Maybe not. When the aspirations of my parents did not work out with their first two prototypes, I came into the picture. As the last child of the family, everybody wanted me to do everything: a civil servant, an engineer, medicine. Jokes on them that I'm doing an MBA in a school known for their medicine and engineering genius. If you've ever had friends or colleagues from the Indian subcontinent, the chances are you might have heard of phrases or words like patriarchy, I have a conservative family, or it's just not gonna work out and they're not gonna let me do it. This is gonna come either in isolation or all together. My story, guess what, comes in the latter. It comes all together. Now, I already mentioned that I have two older siblings. I adored them. Now I adore their children. They were aspirational back in the day, and they were also really well-educated, but the marital circumstances led them to be stay-at-home mothers. 9 years ago, when my older sister got married, she could have chosen to be one of the founding marketeer for a top SaaS company in India, but she chose to be a homemaker, and that did not settle well with me. I convinced my parents that this was not a life that I wanted. When you come from an Indian family that is in the family of business background, you can be anything but aspirational. However, after about 15 months of conversation, says so much about my persuasion, I persuaded them and made them agree for my movement to Spain. And wild, nobody goes to Spain from India to study, but I did. At about 21 and a half, I was the youngest and also one of the only girls in the family to step out of not just the home, but also the country to get an education in Spain. It was liberating, rightly so, because I also moved to Spain with someone I believed was the love of my life. Silly young love. I graduated as a valedictorian, and I had a series of opportunities laid in front of me for a career in any place in the world but India, giving me the corporate success, making me the first corporate girly in the family as well. However, my timid Indian DNA kicked in, and when I had to make a career decision, I chose to listen to my ex and take up a job in India, which involved convincing a lot of Indian parents to send their kids to go study in Spain. At 23, I made associate director. I failed to flex on social media, but my parents did not. There were a series of embarrassing WhatsApp messages going on in the family groups. But, you know, this is also the time when everything was going great. However, I was diagnosed with clinical depression by a practitioner who was recommended by my ex-boss. At 24, life was stuck on neutral, and I was just not happy with anything that I was doing. I passed promotions and learning opportunities, like a sponsored MBA in Spain, and then life hit a cold, rock, hard bottom. When I was almost 25, my father faced a cardiac issue, and my mother suffered from a neurological condition. But what really lifted my spirits back then was getting them both back to full health. And this was the process where I made the bold decision of ending a 4.5-year-old relationship and walking out of an engagement. And this was because it was draining me both personally and professionally. I was letting go of opportunities, not because I believed that it wasn't right for me, because somebody else was making the decision for me. I sulked for a bit. It didn't last too long. The Indian society questioned on my decision, but I knew what was right for me. This time, I did not let anybody decide what's right and wrong, and I took the full control of life back again, hit the fourth gear. So much so that one of my ex-colleagues said I was shining really bright after the relationship ended. Little did she know that I was applying to jobs and got accepted by a top VC as well. Being single for 2 years allowed me to have a lot of free time and make choices that I was really proud of, spend time with my family, which I loved, and travel to about 40-odd countries by myself. That gave me a deep sense of understanding of culture and people. After achieving whatever I had to achieve with my last employer, I made choices that I was proud of, and every time I asked myself, am I needed here? And every freaking time, the answer was a resounding no. And this time, I because every time the answer was no, I again had a lot of free time, and what did I do? I fell in love again, and this time with somebody who supported and believed in my decision, who also happens to be here. And with him, I took a leap of faith and relocated to the US, and sacrificing a promotion and also a relocation to Spain. This wasn't a sacrifice per se, because it is a step towards a new horizon, proving that when you let go of things, it leads to smaller victories. So what I've learned so far from my life, and it may sound generic, is that ambition, a little bit of resilience, and a pinch of humility can take you a long, long way ahead. My name is Subhashree, and this is my story.